Hey, Carol, did you know that United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of everybody in Clinton County?
You know, I've heard that that verse. We say it all the time, don't we?
We do.
But, you know, I was thinking about the other day how much really important it is that you can't have one without the other. You can't be educated if you're not healthy enough to be educated, and you can't get a job to be financially stable unless you're educated. So you have to have all three, don't you?
Sounds like a good mission statement then, doesn't it?
Sounds like a good mission statement, yes. You know, Anita, yesterday we left the radio audience with our question of the day, remember?
I do.
Do you know what paths to quality level three is? Well, I thought I might share that first of all.
Okay, that sounds great.
So that paths to quality is what the state created as their rating system for early child care and education programs. And there are four levels. Number three is the most important.
Well, are you talking about babysitting or are you talking about preschool?
Well, I'm kind of talking about both. You know, it's kind of a way that parents, if they use a provider and they want to know where their provider is rated, they can check that out. And in Clinton County, it's become a real important topic.
Okay. Well, Carol, as you know, Jeff and I have been foster parents, and we've had over 58 kids in our home, and we've adopted four. I can tell you my personal experience is being able to provide an opportunity for the little ones to go to pre-K or even daycare has made a huge difference. It's definitely built their confidence, and it's definitely made them ready for school.
Well, I know, you know, years ago I was in an industrial leaders meeting, and we were talking about workforce development. And then Alan Dunn, our county council president, said that he understood that early childhood education is the beginning stage of workforce development. And we're all kind of going, wait a minute, we're talking about a four-year-old and we're talking about someone who's going to work? I'm a little confused. But, you know, then we did learn that 90% of a child's brain is developed those first 5 years. Can you imagine?
That'd be great as an HR manager to have that brain development.
That's right. So, you know, during that period of time, a person's the building blocks, the fundamental part of your brain is established, and so it kind of maybe even develops how healthy you're going to be and how happy you're going to be and how you're going to be able to build and maintain relationships. So it's really important. And I know that United Way supports the learning ladder at the YMCA with funds for scholarships.
Yes, we did that, and we also provided a scholarship for Suncrest Elementary. Just this past year, we were able to partner with Center Township, and with that, we were able to add another pre-K class at Suncrest. And the way that we did that was we had a United Way grant, and we were able to provide the school with $39,000, and Center Township gave an additional $10,000. So this fall, we got to send 22 more kids to pre-K and no cost to them at all. So what a great way to be able to do that.
That is amazing. So those 22 little minds are getting built the right way, aren't they?
That's your future workforce.
That's right. You know, so I think you talked to me about that that grant, that matching part of that grant is about $50,000. So I think while we're in this campaign, for every dollar we're raising, we could think we're raising $2 to work for our next impact projects.
I don't want to correct you on the air, Carol, but it's $51,686 to be exact.
Well, let's be exact. So what are you going to do with those funds next year?
Well, our goal that we're working with in our community, we've had the Community Foundation do a lot of community work and asking what our needs are. And we're finding out that we really do have a big issue with homelessness. And so there's a committee put together, and we're working on establishing, trying to find out some kind of level of having some kind of homeless shelter here in Clinton County.
Do you think homelessness is going to get more of a problem because of COVID?
We're definitely seeing that. Utilities are going to be start being shut off. People are starting to get their eviction notices. So it's definitely going to be a big issue very soon.
So we don't even know all of the issues that are developing because of COVID yet.
That's correct.
That's right. So now one of the things I wanted to make sure that we talked about a little bit when we talk about education is we have a lot of other programs that provide education in a variety of ways at United Way, like the Coach Kids and Boys and Girls Club and the Boys, Girls, and Girl Scouts.
Yep, they do.
And any particular of those programs come to your mind right now?
Yeah, actually, there's actually two programs I really can think of that comes to my mind is with the YMCA Learning Ladder, we provide them with a scholarship. And there was a little guy, he was 2 years old, that his mom had cancer and passed away, and the dad was taking care of two kids. And with that scholarship, he and his sister were both able to utilize the Y and do the preschool.
Wow.
The other program I'm really proud of to share is the Friends of the Library program with Maria Lopez. She works with a lot of kids who have problems reading, and we all know that if we can't read, then it's going to be very difficult in life to do the basic things that we need. One of them would be getting a job. Mm-hmm. So she, Maria and her team that she has, they work with a lot of kids who struggle with reading, and their program is phenomenal. So I'd recommend anybody who has kids that can't read, look up Maria Lopez at the library.
Wow, that's amazing. I heard once that if a child doesn't learn to read by third grade, they're more likely to end up in jail.
That's true.
That is just shocking, isn't it?
It's true.
It's like, okay, I need to go out there and ask for people for some more money because we got to make sure everybody can read.
That's right.
I also know that Healthy Communities Youth Rise program has become one of your supported groups this year.
Very excited about that.
And those students are learning to advocate and talk to their peers about good, healthy behaviors. What are they doing for United Way?
Well, actually, they are being a part of our campaign this year. They are extremely engaged. And just a few things that they're doing, that we've had one representative from each school attend our campaign on how to get ideas of how to do a campaign. Then they're turning around, and they're going to do a campaign at their schools. They've also attended special training. But my favorite part is Rossville School. All the schools are doing it, but Rossville's has theirs completed. They have taken the styrofoam cups and they put it in their fence out by the high school. It says Live United, Give United. It looks awesome. So I would encourage anybody to drive by Rossville and look at that.
Great. I'm anxious to see that because I've seen those in pictures, but I'm anxious to see one in person.
It looks very nice.
It'd be great. I was just thinking as you were talking about those students how, we are building our future campaign volunteers, aren't
we? That's right. We like that.
That's great. They're building that foundation. So, okay. But before we probably need to get going here because Kevin's got a lot of other things he wants to talk about today. But before we go, we need to talk about that 2020 superhero campaign that we're having.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And you know that our goal is $440,000. And
that's $440,000.
$440,000. That's amazing,
yes.
Isn't it?
That's a good number.
That's amazing. But I'm here to tell you today that we've had some early successes with our Paysetter campaigns. And we have to do a little drum roll here.
All right. Good job, Kevin.
Thanks.
Today, we have 141,000 of those dollars.
Woo-hoo, that is exciting.
It is exciting. And we have NHK, Donaldson's, the Farmers Bank, Casper Media, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and Wesley Manor to thank for that.
Wow, that is a good start. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I should make one correction. It's the Wesley Manor residents because those individual people know how important United Way is to the community, so they really stepped up this year.
Well, I don't want to be rude, but my stomach's really starting to growl, Carol, which reminds me, I think I have a question I need to give people to ponder. So the question for today is, how many meals can be prepared from one average food finder's truck? Do you think you might know?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of food on those trucks. I'll have to think about that overnight.
I'll give you a clue. They do it by pounds.
Pounds. Wow. Okay. Well, so we're real excited, and we'll be talking about food finders tomorrow.
Sounds great.
And I just want to remind everybody that if they were interested in donating or they want to volunteer, because we need more help to talk to people and get some envelopes prepared and things like that, they could call 654-5573 at your office, or they could check us out on Facebook. I just posted some great pictures this morning, and people will enjoy watching what we're doing, and we're going to keep everybody up to date.
That's right.
Using Facebook. So remember, if we don't do it together, it won't get done.
Ladies, thank you so much, and congratulations on having such a good start to the campaign.
Carol, yeah, we're excited.
That's awesome.
We are excited.